Good morning, students and teachers. Students, please don't forget.
Principal Michael Roberts gets the Woodham Day started in the typical fashion with morning announcements, including reminders about the final week's festivities. But the close of the 2007 academic year is not typical, as it marks the end of Woodham's 42-year run as a high school.
We're running a school and closing a school simultaneously, with academics and what's best for students being at the forefront of everything. We are doing a good job of managing both. Teachers are busy packing with the assistance of students, as well as we've administered the end of subject area exams.
So while the classroom work wraps up, the effort to pack up for the big move is kicking into high gear, and it looks like it. The hallway trophy cases are empty, there are few photos and mementos on the walls, and every classroom and office has a load of boxes. Robert says it appears students and staff are now resigned to the school's inevitable closure after putting up a long battle to stop it.
I would say a couple of months ago, there was this roller coaster of emotions. There were valleys and peaks, mixed emotions, but together we're working through all of that. And I would say as a team, our mission is to transition our students from Woodham to the other area local high schools and to do all that we can to make this a successful closure.
Robert says the decision to close Woodham will impact juniors or rising seniors the most. It's these students who've worked for 3 years to establish themselves, and now they'll have to start over at the new schools they'll be attending. That's the situation for Felitria Patterson. She's a star sprinter on the successful Woodham girls track team, but will have to go to Washington in the fall.
I have no choice but to move on and make the best out of a bad situation. And I do feel that I would be a good asset to their track team, not trying to talk down about Washington, but they don't really have anybody over there. So their coach, Cromier, is looking forward to me being there, and I'm looking forward to being there as well. Even though the other girls on the team are going to Pine Forest, I still feel that me going to Washington is an asset for me.
The closure is also hard for teachers, many of whom have taught at Woodham for decades. Sandra Lay is a physical education instructor and former volleyball and softball coach who arrived at the school in the early 1970s. She's been outspoken about the move, saying that Woodham was not designed to be a middle school. But the deal is done, so now after 35 years at the Burgess Road campus, she'll be joining Patterson at Washington.
I feel like the people after Ivan who lost their homes and had to go live somewhere else, they probably lived with someone or in a place that was, suitable for them and probably were surrounded by very nice people, just like I will be at Washington next year. But I've still been displaced from my home.
Meanwhile, across campus, math teacher Shauna Paday is greeting juniors in her trig class with welcome news.
I really think we're done.
That's fine with me.
I know.
Paday will teach at PHS next year. She's a member of the Woodham class of 73, met her husband there, and has taught there for 15 years. Once things settle down, she shares with her students her feelings on the closure, including her sense of loss at not being able to teach them calculus next year.
And that is going to be what is the most personally painful thing to me, because you are a superior group of people, not just students, but just people. And I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, you're going to lose this.
Because I haven't cried the whole time, and I'm not going to start.
I'll be back. Save the tears.
There are undoubtedly a few more tears to be shed by the time the last bell rings on Thursday. Senior Drew Pemberton says he's just trying to hold it together and have a little fun in his final days as a Woodham Titan. He says he's honored to be a member of the final class of 2007 and hopes his schoolmates will go out with their heads held high.
You know, we're Titans through whatever happens, and we're just going to keep fighting. You know, we may be at different schools and we may go off to college and our careers and everything, but we'll still be Titans at heart, and we'll always keep that with us.
Woodham, which is named after former Escambia Superintendent William J. Woodham, opened as a high school in 1965. Its transition into a middle school starts Friday. Sandra Averhart, Class of 79, WUWF News.